I'm absolutely shocked that the consultations even come about when we were told that the manned hours for some of these police stations has been cut back. There was a sort of guarantee given at the time that they wouldn't be being closed. Now, a few years on, we see that they're going to be closed. This is a significant number of rural police stations, including two on the M74 corridor. And I just feel it's a complete betrayal of local people. And I think we're getting to a point now where the police service in rural areas is going to be unrecognisable. And we're seeing increasingly just a centralised model of policing enforced from the central belt. Well, it's a very large geographical area that the police are covering. There's a large number of miles and an even more significant time difference between some of these locations. And when you're talking about having a police station like Lockerbie covering right across to Langham, up to Moffat, and perhaps down to the sort of outskirts of Gretna on the English border, then you're leaving yourself with very limited cover. It's a very visible presence that the police have by having active police stations in these communities, and I think that will give people grave cause for concern if they're going to go. But more than that, it's about having cells and interview rooms available so that people don't have to travel and so that police don't routinely have to go to people's houses or to other locations to carry out basic things like interviewing victims of crime. We've already seen a sustained attack on police services in the area, and we saw 50 jobs cut as part of the police control room moving. We've seen a number of civilian staff sort of taken out of service. We're seeing a very different type of policing, and I think people just feel enough is enough. And when I spoke in Parliament today to ask the First Minister if she'd intervene, you know, I was disappointed because I feel that the Scottish Government and are letting Police Scotland away with an attack on rural communities and an area of the country where these jobs are actually really very important. The First Minister didn't really give a direct answer to my question. I asked her to personally intervene to make sure that this didn't go ahead. I didn't really get any clear answer to that, but what was worse is I didn't get a guarantee on the future of rural police stations in general. I think there's a big issue, not just in Dumfries and Galloway, but across the whole region in the south of Scotland, across the rest of Scotland, about the future of rural police stations. I think it's not just an operational matter for Police Scotland. I think that the Scottish Government has a duty and obligation to people to direct the kind of police service that we want to see. I'm very keen that local people make their views known. I don't necessarily believe they'll be listened to. I think to some degree it already looks like a done deal. I've heard from constituents that surveys have already been carried out to ascertain the value of these properties ready for sale. There was no consultation on what stations would close. It's a predetermined list that's come forward. But I think the very, very important thing is that local people make their voice heard and make sure that this consultation isn't allowed to just be a whitewash.